This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No quitting. Gotta forge ahead. I love this.
You okay?
Wow. I planned. I spent the last 7 minutes planning what we were doing here in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. McFadden's not here today doing something more important.
So we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, right. Hooray! Sheriff's gone. No, we'll stick to the issues of the day. It's okay. Matter of fact, there are some rather confusing or interesting developments when it comes to what's going on in the Middle East. You may be interested to know. Yeah, we've all heard the stories about the president asking the United Nations for help. Let's have a unified effort. The French have sent in fighter jets to strike targets in Iraq. So now ISIS wants to go to France and blow it up. The British are involved in this. The Americans are involved in it. The Turks are on the sidelines, as well they ought to be. I understand that completely because they're next door. And they don't want these guys coming over and starting. Even though, I think that's true with most of the people in the Middle East. They'll all say, rah, rah. But they're not going to get directly involved because they figure they'll be the next target of ISIS until they get wiped out. Or if they get wiped out. Every time you wipe out, we thought we got rid of Al-Qaeda, right? Well, Al-Qaeda still exists, and now we've got ISIS.
And now there's other groups of Al-Qaeda that we didn't know about.
Yeah, yeah.
That's new.
So they're all over the place. I think I said Medusa, but Medusa wasn't. Medusa was the woman who had the heads of the snakes on her head.
You're thinking about Hydra.
Thank you. Very good. Hydra is what I was thinking. They cut off the head of Hydra and it grows back again twice or something. Anyway, so we have all of this to focus on, and I'm going to do that with a fellow who's an expert in foreign policy, find out what it is that we need to be doing here. But anecdotally speaking, I found it fascinating to see that some people, not a lot of people, but some people who don't like what's going on in the Middle East and who support ISIS are moving toward them. Not everybody is running away from them. There may be hundreds of thousands who have gone to Turkey to flee. But I saw the story of a 21-year-old Muslim convert who says she moved with her child into ISIS-held territory to get away from the sex, the crime, the drugs, and the alcohol that she saw in Turkey. So instead of migrating to Turkey, which is what has happened with most of the people that are trying to get out of the ISIS, this band of thieves and cutthroats killing everybody in their swath, this woman feels more secure, or so she thinks. So I don't know what goes on. What goes on in Turkey? Turkey's moderately progressive, sex, crime, sex, drugs, rock and roll, that kind of stuff. So she doesn't like it. And that's part of the Muslim teaching, is it not? You're not supposed to be exposed. You're not supposed to expose yourself, or it's not supposed to be part of life.
Right.
Alcohol, right. All this stuff. But remember what we learned about the 19 guys that were responsible for September 11th, the night before, what they did, or the days.
Yeah, they went to the strip clubs and saw those women. Yeah, of course.
Right. Okay. So anyway, it isn't all just one way, but certainly, for the most part, the situation that exists is something that has to be dealt with. Are we doing it the right way? They're trying today to attack where ISIS gets its money, i.e. the oil fields. They have attacked positions in Iraq and Syria today. Airstrikes targeting what the Pentagon says were mobile oil refineries being used by the state to finance its operations. $2 million to $3 million a day from the oil refineries that they've taken over since, 4 months ago? It's been about 4 months They took over banks. That's where they get their money. Mm-hmm. Or oil refineries. And they're sending the oil across the border. This is something that's kind of ticklish, too. They're sending the oil across the border into Turkey, the same as was what was going on during the Iraq War, when we were supposed to be getting, you know, they were supposed to sell their oil and pay us back. Instead, a couple of the people who then became government leaders who were in collusion with some of the American leaders at the time were moving, I mean, Dick Cheney knew what was going on. They moved the oil off into Turkey and sold it on the open market there. There were tankers there each day. There'd be hundreds of tankers of oil just going across the border. We'll sell it on the other side. That kind of stuff. Anyway, so as we continue to be concerned about what's going on there, we'll have a fellow who's an expert in international policy and understands this reason, this region, with the reasons for ISIS developing and what we do about it. That's next in The Focus here on Good Day.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Bill, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Bill, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Try MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil from Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. 15 and change past the hour. Matthew Ho joins Jennifer and Kenny and me. He is a senior fellow at the Center for International Policy, former director of the Afghanistani Study Group, a network of foreign and public policy experts, professionals advocating for a change in U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. How'd that go for you, Mr. Ho?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on. How'd that go for me? Well, we're still there in Afghanistan. We're still losing American troops. We're spending about $8 billion a year, and then the country is no better off than it was nearly 11 years ago. So, unfortunately,
it's pretty disgusting, pretty damnable, isn't it? that we should continue to do this and know where are the protests in the street. When I was a kid, I don't know how old you are, but when these sorts of things happened when I was a kid, there were protests all the time. Every day there's a different protest. Now nobody protests anything. It's like everybody was asleep. And these people lie and they cheat and they steal from us as taxpayers to fund these things that do nothing except enhance the value of the military-industrial complex. That's all this achieves, nothing else. Am I right or wrong?
I'd have a hard time phrasing anything better.
Yeah.
I really would.
So when you were in the State Department, were you alone, cry in the wilderness, or did other people there agree? They said, what is this madness? Why are we doing this? Or were you by yourself?
No. It certainly was the latter. It was, this happened 5 years ago that I resigned in protest. And I remember my fears were I was going to lose friendships and, be completely ostracized. And that is not what occurred. If anything, I've had only positive experiences with both military officers and CIA and State Department people. When I resigned, I had a lot of support from the people I worked with. The men and women who were in my position, who were serving as political officers in Afghanistan, working at the provincial level of trying to defeat the insurgency, my counterparts in the four or five other most deadly, most violent locations like I was at were in complete agreement with me, as was more or less the deputy ambassador and ambassador to Afghanistan at the time, as well as Ambassador Richard Holbrooke were in agreement with me.
And yet we see today's headlines touting the Air Force's newest fighter jet, the radar-evading F-22 Raptor, which was used in combat for the first time yesterday in the strikes over Syria. You wrote, the Islamic State is a parasite of war. What did you mean by that?
A group like the Islamic State comes about because of the conditions of war, because of the chaos, the violence, the lack of a political order. They're extremist groups that take advantage of the cycle of hatred, that take advantage of the cycle of retribution, that take advantage of the fear, and that's how they prosper. And so in any war, you'll see, particularly in the modern eras of wars, where these stateless civil war type events going on, you see these groups prosper on all sides. They're called militias, they're called death squads, and we've seen it in Iraq since 2003, since we invaded. You've seen it more or less in Syria the last several years, that these groups take advantage of the sectarian hatred, the interreligious fear, and that's how they prosper.
Yeah. So what's to come of our involvement with ISIS, and now there's another group, yet another group that's splintered off of Al-Qaeda? This can go on and on forever, it would seem. Just keeps going on and on and on. And again, the only beneficiaries are the stockholders and the people who run these big corporations that supply the growing needs of the war machine.
The only way this stops is when we demand it to stop, when we demand that our
government... You and me, the citizens of this country.
Yes, correct. Yeah. As we say, we've had enough of... Yeah.
This is what bugs the hell out of me. When we enlist the help of people, good intentioned people who sign up to go into the military, and they play these war games at the behest of politicians who never send their own families to fight, and they come back and they screw them because they're sick, and the guy jumps over the White House fence the other day. What are they going to do with him? They're going to prosecute him instead of giving him treatment. There's a sickness here that we're not focused on. It's really backward stuff, isn't it?
It is, and it comes down to the amount of money that's involved in this, as well as, too, there's a romance of war. Like you said, the people who advocate most strenuously for it are people who haven't been.
Yeah.
I mean, I think John McCain is the lone exception.
The only one who says, yeah, right, exactly. I'm fascinated with your philosophy. Those of you who want to find out more about what Mr. Ho writes, Matthew Ho, it's HOH.com. Check out his writings and philosophy. If you agree with me, you will agree with him. Thank you, Matthew.
My My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
One-hit wonder time here on Good Day. This is a moment a lot of people are now looking forward to, as every day at this time we play a song that was recorded by a group or an individual that only had one hit in this country. This is The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Remember this song?
Overnight. Song, actually.
Big song during this week in 1973. If you know who this lady is, call us now at 888-302-3684 and tell us the name so we can give you a CD of One Hit Wonder hits. You know what I mean? Hits. Big time hits. But only done by people who had one hit.
You know it's One Hit Wonder Day.
It's One Hit. Oh, it is. That's right. Tell us that story. This is National One Hit Wonder Day.
National One Hit Wonder Day.
Yeah. So what happens on this day?
We play One Hit Wonders all day long.
Is that it?
Right. That's it.
That's the whole story. The whole Magilla. All right. So who is this? 888-302-3684. Michael, crank this up for me.
Judge says guilty in a make-believe trial. Slap the sheriff on the back with a smile. Says supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer.
Trust your soul to no.
The judge in the town got blood.
Back, yeah. No backwards southern lawyer. Okay. So the story of this woman who's singing this song, you can identify her at 888-302-DOUG. She was born and raised in Englewood, California. Isn't that where the airport is? That's Englewood, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
She was valedictorian at her high school graduation, graduated in 1967, went to UCLA planning to become a dental hygienist, because she was bitten by the entertainment bug, joined the traveling musical group, The Young Americans. A prominent comedian was judging a talent contest that this artist was in, invited her to audition for a new network TV variety show. She got the part and was on the show for all 11 seasons. After the variety show went off the air, the artist starred in her own network comedy series from 83 to 1990. Sonny Bono was offered this song for his wife Cher, but turned it down.
Could you imagine that?
And even though this artist went platinum with
right
this song,
yeah,
she never had a follow-up hit. She was big on TV. Everybody knows her name.
Absolutely.
But she did not.
One of my favorites on TV.
I was sort of surprised that she had any musical talent at all.
Really?
I wouldn't have thought that she did, given the roles that she played on television one way or
Reba
the other.
Reba did this song again.
Who did?
Reba McEntire.
Oh, did she?
She did her own version of this
song.
Oh, I
didn't realize that. Oh, mm-hmm. Is that so? Bill's in Hagerstown, right, Bill? See, he just hung up because he just gave him, he had the answer as Reba McEntire.
Sorry.
Nice going, Jennifer Bradford.
Well, it's true. She did the song, but she's not a one-hit wonder.
Uh-huh. Keep your comments to yourself. Here's Sean in Fairbanks. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Oh, all right.
You don't sound too excited, Sean. What's the big idea? What are you doing? What's going on?
Oh, I'm just driving around right now.
Well, you have nothing better to do?
No.
It's the middle of the night in Alaska, isn't it?
I'm probably gonna go home or go find some coffee.
Oh, okay.
Good for you. Okay, so is it light Buzz or dark box. In Alaska?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, actually, we just had the equinox, so there's 12 hours of daylight, and it gets dark maybe about 9-10 o'clock now.
9-10 o'clock. The normal. It's kind of a normal reality there now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So being close to the equinox, we have like about 12 hours of daylight, and it gets down to 3 hours at winter solstice.
Middle of the winter time. Okay. Who is the artist that did The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia?
Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence was in the Carol Burnett show, right? Wasn't that Carol Burnett show that she, before she got her own variety show was Carol Burnett? Yep, good. All right, so you'll get our prize, the One Hit Wonder CD. Sean, thank you for listening to Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Let's take a look at rating the intelligence of your pet through their play. You know, as cats develop, they become more curious about the world around them. With that curiosity comes the need to paw and swat at their surroundings. Sometimes these actions can be aggressive, but most often it's simply a sign of exploring, learning, or play display. The more a cat uses her paws as an extension of the body, in the same way as humans use their hands, the more intelligent the cat may be. Although all this pawing and touching can certainly be frustrating for the owner of a cat who likes to investigate everything with her feet, take heart. You could be the owner of a budding cat genius. That's why you hear me say over and over again, it's really, really important to keep our cats mentally stimulated. One scratchy post is not enough. You've heard me talk about paper bags and cardboard boxes. Cats also have scent glands on the bottom of their feet, so they walk around looking for places to mark, and they'll mark it with their feet. So give them plenty of opportunities to scratch, plenty of opportunities to play, and you can have your furniture without all those scratch marks on it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAKC, certified to operate by Shed. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
The fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory at our end-of-summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere, and it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak prefinished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry prefinished hardwood is on sale for only $249 with 16-month special financing. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. But hurry, these deals are good
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
See if we can find out what's going on in the world of television in a few moments. Jennifer Horn will be here to update some of the news from the tube. On this good day, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here with me. Richie is on a different assignment this morning.
On assignment.
Mm-hmm. So we have more fear in the news today.
Oh, good, because you know what? I haven't been scared in about 2 minutes, so what else you got for me?
Well, this
I'm getting way too comfortable.
Yeah. The stories about schools and terrorism. There's a report today from the... I love these experts.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorism. What's going on? Security experts say U.S. schools offer soft targets for terrorists and have warned that efforts to improve safety are being hampered by a philosophy of denial on the part of the educational community and concern about their image. So Yale, Harvard, MIT, Princeton, UCLA, whatever school you can think of, they don't want to deal. So they are not dealing with what many people say leaves them open. Now, I don't know. I guess I'm thinking back to Hebrew University. Remember that shootout?
Oh, sure. Good old HU.
Right. Well, HU is Heidelberg University, too. Remember the videotape, the explosion? And so a lot of American parents who saw this wondered if it could happen here. The schools say no. But the fact is that...
Very vulnerable.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, look at what happened In how many different circumstances we had where kids have shot things up here and there. And these are just
not a quicker way to bring people to the theater of war than blowing up some children, too.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's how you, if to you get want support, to escalate things.
Thank yes. you. You've begun to think like I think. These people are so insidious. You know, I think you can make a case, as much as people don't want to hear this, that there's collusion everywhere. In all of this, the military-industrial complex, the way... you heard me perhaps earlier, if you didn't, there was a new plane used for the first time yesterday that most people in the Air Force would tell you wasn't necessary, they didn't want it, but Congress approved of it anyway. The F-22 was in development for 10, 12 years. It evades radar, and so they tested it out in combat for the first time yesterday when they were blowing up various points in Syria to get rid of ISIS. Mm-hmm. So here we have this.
I mean, you even have on our own soil, and not to disrupt you, but if you put on your tinfoil hat for a minute there, Ricky.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is horrible. I don't even want to fathom that this in any way could be true. But people have said, they're theorizing that to take away people's weaponry and to ban the citizens of the country having guns and holding and bearing arms, that these school shootings have been prompted by somebody deep down hidden in the government.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything is possible. When you see what the NSA has done, anything is possible. There is nothing these people can't contrive. They can't cook up. They have all the money in the world at their disposal. They can do whatever they want to. So is there a way? The only reason I bring this up is because there are people writing about this now, and the essence of what they're writing about is just another way to get us under control. Fear, fear, fear. Murder on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Forcible sex. There were all kinds of conversations going on day in and day out about the number of rapes, sexual offenses going on college campuses all around the country. So what are you doing about it other than talking about it? The number of on-campus robberies taking place in residence halls. Aggravated assaults taking place on campuses around the country. The government is now into studying these statistics. Arrests for drug violations on campuses. Arrests for illegal weapons possessions on campuses. Burglaries. Theft of cars. This kind of stuff. And so with this, there's a book called Classroom Killers. Hallway Hostages. How Schools Can Prevent and Manage School Crises.
Without having to get a grenade launcher, right?
Well, no, they get grenade launchers now. I mean, that's really back around, thank you, because that's back to my point that we made a week or so ago. That we have become so militarized because we're so, all of these people are in collusion. And the only reason I can say this is because I don't answer to anybody but you. Nobody owns this radio program. I do. I own this program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and all those who participate on the air and behind the scenes are all people that I have brought into the circle because they're my friends. I trust them. I want to work with them. And many of them share some of the same philosophies. There's no litmus test. I didn't say to Kenny, what are your political beliefs or do you agree with me on anything or everything? As a matter of fact,
boring if we all agree.
We've never had that conversation ever. Have we had that conversation? Have we? We've never had that. I don't know. I don't ask you what your thoughts are on stuff like this.
No, and I've disagreed with you upon occasion.
Yeah, and I'm happy to have you disagree with me. That's healthy. But we haven't got enough of that disagreement going on in this country because people want to shut down political conversations on the radio. They want to stop conversations on college campuses. They want to... It's just amazing what's going on. Are you people sound like Limbaugh, and I don't mean to speak down. I'm not. It's just so frustrating to see this going on as an observer of what's happening in society. Am I the smartest guy in the world? No. Have I got a mouth? Yes. Do I have a brain? Hopefully. And I use them all most of the time. Not necessarily all the time, but most of the time. And so, but I don't have to worry about some big corporation. This guy yesterday, what's his name? Bill, hold on a second, let me find this, because this really frosted me. Bill Simmons. I don't know him from Adam. But he got suspended by ESPN, which is the biggest corporate sports enclave in the country. He was suspended for 3 weeks because he made comments during a Monday program, and it actually was a podcast, in which he called Roger Goodell a liar. He is a liar.
And you know what? Why can't he say that? He's not.
Because
he's not
he works for big
guy.
Corporate. The NFL and their relationship with ESPN, you know how many games a week they do. You think they're going to stand for that?
This is when it gets tricky. I mean, I believe that ESPN has the right to suspend people if they violate a code.
Yeah.
But when you are, it's a really fine line when you are talking about people's freedom of speech.
Well.
But you know what? If you have a right, people have a right to say those kind of things. They're not.
Well, they have a right to fire him,
necessarily.
Too. But
you're right, they do. They could fire him.
Yeah. Anyway,
well,
go ahead.
And it wasn't just that he called Goodell a liar, but he went on a filthy, expletive-fueled rant about it. Yeah. I tried to find audio, but you wouldn't be able
to find it.
You know, it would be just bleep, 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 bleep.
And then he said, I really hope somebody calls me or emails me and says I'm in trouble.
Yeah, the head of ESPN's calling you.
And he knew exactly what he was doing.
Of course he did. So now everybody knows who the guy is. I didn't know him from any. Right. I just said a few minutes ago, I didn't know him from Adam. Now I know who he is. And I, I don't communicate the way he communicated, and I don't do a podcast that's separate from what we do on the air, although I'm thinking about doing it. But the ESPN folks said every employee has to be accountable to ESPN. ESPN has a big business deal with the NFL. And so Simmons didn't meet the quote-unquote obligations in his podcast. But how many people who work in these circumstances, whether it's CBS Sports, NBC Sports, ABC Sports, anybody who is watching, who doesn't think that Goodell is not telling the truth? At this point, from what you know, it's like the president. We know he doesn't tell the truth. And we can look across the board at people because of what Snowden has found out with the NSA, of all the things going on in government that are not in your best interests. And this is not government, but in terms of having people who say what we all are thinking, after a couple of days of this, we mostly thought, there's something rotten here. Goodell isn't telling the truth. When all these people say, well, the NFL had these tapes in April, and Goodell says, I didn't see him, that doesn't really ring true.
Okay, I'm going to give you back. You know how you like to always say, who cares to me?
Yes,
I'm going to say, who cares about this to you, Dougie? It
okay.
Feels good, too. Let me
it's
say
right.
It again with passion.
Yeah,
who cares?
No, it's okay.
And here's why. If I think that you should be able to say whatever you want about Roger Goodell. He's a public figure. You can either like him, you can hate him, you can do whatever you want to do. But why the attention to him? I mean, look.
Who does
I
him
had an to Roger Goodell.
Oh.
If I have an employee who gets a DUI or who, gets into a domestic violence situation, I want law enforcement to deal with it. I don't want people to come up to me and say, well, you need to fire somebody. Don't tell me how to run my business,
right.
My organization.
Yep.
Stay out of it. This is not even our business. This is something for law enforcement.
Right. You and I come from the same sort of experience quote. Your father has a business that he started, like I started his radio business. He started the cable business, and you are the inheritor of that work and that idea. There are very few of us. There are very few of us who exist on the radio today, on television, any place. The only place we exist are in podcasts where people, and more people are going. What does it tell you that more and more people are going to find
want reality? We'll find it on podcast.
Find it on podcast. Yeah.
Or somewhere
right.
else, maybe. I mean,
everything is so tied to corporate stuff. Anyway, I've gone down a street that I was planning on going on. I didn't know how far I'd get with it, but there you go. Television update from CBS. What they've renewed, who's up, who's down, that good stuff. Jennifer reports in a moment here on Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918. Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Check the television news. Jennifer Horne, who loves all of this sort of thing, spends 23 of her 24 waking hours in front of the television in one way or another, or involved somehow with the television.
become a TV zombie.
All right, so what's
Speaking
going on?
TV zombies, here's the situation on the situation. So remember Mike the Situation Sorrentino? He was on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, yeah.
Just got thrown in the slammer because he's doing a reality show and he and his brother got into a fist fight. Well, federal grand jury on Wednesday gave him some more good news. They indicted him and his brother slash manager Mark, saying, oops, you guys, hey, you forgot to pay your taxes. $8.9 million in income they made. Didn't pay any taxes on those. Bummer. So this is a big problem. It could be a one-year prison sentence. It could be a $100,000
fine. Is it a problem for you?
If it's a conspiracy thing, they can do $250,000.
Who cares? Let's go.
I care. This is the situation.
Who cares?
All right, CBS
I have more
News.
Of a problem that he made almost $9 million.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. CBS has ordered two more seasons of Big Brother. The show's been renewed through 2016. And kind of fun news, John Ritter, who was one of my personal favorites, passed away a while ago, but he has a film from 1990 called Problem Child. Well, TV producers have gotten a hold of that movie and decided to develop a TV show loosely based on that. Kind of fun. It'll star John Ritter's son in the pilot, which I think will be really cool, too, because he's acting now. The Jerry Springer Show gets a new series order. This is a new program by Jerry Springer, and it's a game show, actually, called Baggage on the Road. It's a spinoff of Jerry Springer's game show called Baggage. So he will take contestants. They must choose between three potential partners. They all come with their own problems, which they must disclose at the beginning of the dating process.
So is there a show now that he's doing this, a game show?
Yeah, it's called Baggage. It's called Baggage on GSN. So it's Game Show Network.
Yeah, okay.
And now it's Baggage on the Road. So they're going to take this everywhere. Apparently it does really well for Game Show Network.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Anything that he seems to be associated with, because such a train wreck, people run right to him or run right to anything that has his name on it. He's built, like many
people,
he's
got an empire. I know.
They've built something around their name. It's a name that's associated with something that really isn't, it's contrived. That's not what he's like at all in person.
Right.
But yeah, he's
like a respectable dude.
Yeah, I know. He's not a bad guy, actually. But this is a shtick, and he made it work, and he made a lot of money doing it. So he says, okay, I'm going to stick with this.
Yep.
More power to him, as a matter
of fact. Lowest common denominator. He's maximizing it.
Yeah, he is maximizing attention. Jennifer Horn on Good Day here.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Tommy the K is here from the Money Pit. I saw a picture of you and Leslie with the guys from This Old House.
Yeah.
And I must say that there were five people in the picture, and four of them are really good looking.
I was going to say there was only one of them that was really good looking.
No, the two other guys were not bad looking. That was good.
Are you checking them out, Dougie?
Well, I just wanted people to know. Well, they're TV people, you see.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. We're radio people. Yeah. We don't have to look good.
Tom is very handsome.
Tom has, you know what Tom has going for him?
What?
Among other things, his success is built around his confidence. He knows what he's talking about, and he knows that he knows what he's talking about, but it isn't an arrogance. Excuse me, and I say this because I consider you a good friend, and I would say this to anybody that I felt this way about. And sometimes people ask her, so I just happened to think, as we were teasing you, You take the T's well, but it's because you are confident, because you know what you're talking about, and you do a good job, and you've created a brand at the Money Pit that has not been equaled by other people who've tried. And congratulations. I have great respect and admiration for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Check
thank
that
you
out,
very,
Tom.
Very much. I'm glad that was on tape.
Just in case you need it.
Just in case I need it.
Right. Mark this reel and get it all to right. Tom.
Exactly.
Michael.
Exactly.
In a moment, we are going to talk about a couple of the anecdotal questions that come from listeners that are very helpful, because this is the old, this is like doing medical advice. When you have a question and you don't ask it, it becomes a stupid question. The only stupid question is the one that doesn't get asked. So if you have a question for Tom about what goes on at your home, you have seasonal advice you want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you send it to tom@moneypit.com or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Answers to some of those questions coming up here on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Your local HealthMart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your HealthMart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because HealthMarts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At HealthMart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Excuse me.
Go ahead. There goes your segment, Tom.
No,
go ahead.
I'm not going to tell that story.
Come on.
All right.
Apparently,
so,
Doug was helping grow asphalt. The manure that fell out of the back of his truck.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, well, the story is, we were laughing about it because so often there are people who get behind me. We were just talking about cleaning up. I don't know how we even got off on this tangent, but Tommy and I and Jennifer were talking about a trip. I've been moving cows over the last couple of days from one pasture to another, and one of the hills I have to go up is very steep, and so the excrement from the cows is on the floor of the trailer, and when you go up a steep hill, it comes out.
Don't drive behind Doug, it's the lesson here, kids.
We were talking about how stuff rolls downhill. I think that's what it was.
Always.
Yes. All right, so in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com, Tom Kreidler writes a very good piece on extending the outdoor living season. As I just closed down my pool the other day.
Yeah.
And it bothers me when I do that. So what kind of hope can we have for another couple of months of outdoor living that could be fun?
Well, now's a good time to think about a patio heater. You know, there's lots of options. I mean, we have had at our home a portable fire pit. Not complicated. It's sort of a metal appliance. It's very inexpensive. We've used them for years, and it's just so nice to have heat on that patio, whether it's a patio heater.
Are those like the ones in the restaurants that you had the restaurant
heater? That's right.
Heater,
that's
that
right.
Kind of
exactly. They run off a 20-pound propane tank, and they throw out lots and lots of heat. You can still have many pleasant evenings outside with patio heaters.
And they burn up the bugs, too.
They do.
They do.
Right, they?
Yep.
Get rid of the bugs.
Keep those
spiders
away.
Be careful, though. Spiders like propane.
All right, so weren't you happy that you were listening to this segment? Tom Kreidler, you learned a lot about
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.